Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Are you ready for some preseason football,
Dave? Oh, of course, it's game day. Game day, Jones. Did you wake up with that smell in the air of football game day?
Is that what that is?
No, what is that?
I don't know.
A little ripe.
I'm excited.
I did like yesterday. Hart was like, "Oh, you guys brought the bugs in here?
Like, we haven't been here for 2 weeks, three
we haven't
weeks.
Been here." He's like, "Us either." I'm like, "Oh yeah, okay. Right. Yeah, yeah, no, it's summertime.
That's,
no one's in
that
here."
Is. But no, it is. It is officially upon us.
Heck yeah!
Preseason football coming your way.
We made it
on a statue night on top of everything else.
Well, as you pointed out yesterday, I was very ashamed to not do the math on this myself. The Patriots are undefeated on statue nights.
They've never lost.
Never lost.
And leave it to our guy Billy Lanny for doing a little bit of sleuthing.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, so they're showing some shots. So the statue has not been unveiled yet, but it is in Foxborough. It is outside the stadium, and they have like a cloth over it. And it appears to be kind of a...
They threw some sweatpants on this morning. What that statue
pretty much
like.
The trophy's 12 feet high, and it is glorious. I've seen it.
Yep. Yeah. That was from somebody down there live.
The news cameras are, like, breathlessly lined up for this thing.
Yeah, I saw, slow day, I guess.
I don't know how many of the local news channels, but I saw they're all like, lined up, ready to go.
But people want to know what this thing's going to look like. What pose is he in?
Yeah.
And Lanny thinks, just based on the shape... of the statue that's covered, right, by like a cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's holding a trophy up in
the air. A reverse Paul Brown.
No, it's not the reverse Paul Brown. They're not doing the reverse Paul
Brown. Man, that would be a bold statue choice.
It's him holding a trophy. If that's the case, how do you feel about that?
I mean, the man's all about winning. So, I mean, I...
So you don't like that?
Well, it wasn't my first...
Not me either.
Out of all the choices we talked about, it was not one I ever mentioned.
Also, like, how do you pick just one? The guy won 6 Super Bowls.
Sure.
Well, 7. But he went six here.
Yeah.
He's holding the Bucks one. No, so I wanted him in full uniform, like throwing a football or like holding the football, like looking downfield, looking for his favorite receiver, Jones, which of course was the open receiver throughout his entire career.
Yeah, if it's James Devlin out there in the flat, he's getting it.
Yeah, so see that? If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube right now, you see the shape of that? Does that look like maybe someone holding a trophy above his head?
That is what it looks like.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you think he's going like, I've seen a few different versions of it. He could do like... the two hands over his head on the trophy. He could do the one where he's kind of just
one.
Like, yeah!
He should have one in this hand, like one in the other hand, one in his pants. Like, what? Like, a couple on the ground. Just like trophies everywhere.
I guess I got to see the statue before I fully grade it, but if it's just him there holding a Lombardi, I kind of wanted a...
holding a Lombardi.
I wanted a game action.
Me
I'm
too.
With you on that. I wanted
helmet
a game
on.
Action shot. Yeah.
Helmet on.
Yeah.
Football, getting ready to get tossed. But so be it. Full uniform. I don't know. We haven't had any football player statues, so this is new to us, right?
No, brand new day. Yeah. And as Mike Vrabel said, I think we're going to get some starters tonight.
Woo!
Everybody who's healthy should play.
Well,
Mike Vrabel said the other
leaves
day.
Leaves a bit of an out.
It does. So we have thoughts on it. 617-779-7937. Jones and Keefe here on a Friday. It's Top 5 Friday. We will count down the top 5 Patriots preseason heroes.
We always fall in love with somebody in the preseason. Most of those guys don't make the team.
Right.
Some of them do, and then fizzle out anyway.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of guys that you put up big numbers or you get attached to in the preseason.
So just to be clear, It's not Brady Gronk, I left yesterday. Right. Yeah. It's not like a guy who kind of came out of nowhere and then had a great career.
Right.
It's a guy who kind of came out of nowhere and then after the preseason kind of remained nowhere. Right.
Yeah, pretty
much. That's
kind
of what we're doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Okay, that's
how I got five of those
list.
Guys written down.
So that's our top five Friday. Yep. At 10:45 here on Jones and Keefe. We got a Friday four-pack for you. At 11:30, four-pack of questions as we do every Friday. Week in review, 12:45, and back by popular demand, Keefe's Keys.
Oh, yeah.
To the preseason.
Oh, they're on ice.
You still have them here?
Yeah, I put them in the freezer.
You didn't forget them?
No, I got them. Okay. I got them here.
I'm happy to hear.
I need them. How else do I get in my house?
So a busy, busy day here on Jones and Keefe. I think the Drake May question is very interesting after the games we saw last night. Joe Burrow, and I think it's smart for the Bengals, by the way, to play Burrow and Chase. They look locked in. They started slow every single year. They're finally like, hey, I don't know, maybe let's try to do something about that and actually start the year on time and actually treat preseason like it can get you ready for the regular season. And I am a believer in joint practices, preseason, all this stuff. People say it doesn't matter. People say you can't tell anything. I vehemently disagree with that. So the Bengals played Joe Burrow last night. That would be the good side of getting your starters a couple of reps. The bad side would be Anthony Richardson.
Well, stop right there.
Starter for the Colts.
The bad side would be Anthony Richardson.
Got hurt playing last night in a preseason game, Keith.
So himself.
Based on what happened last night, read into it, and the specific situations, what should the Patriots do?
It is a fine balance, Jones, but I would start and I would play Drake May. You have three preseason games, and if it was the same coordinator from last year, or let's look at the other team for a second. If you told me Jaden Daniels wasn't going to play tonight, I'd say, okay. He doesn't have Terry McLaurin. He had an unbelievable rookie year, played deep into the playoffs, has the same offensive coordinator and the same head coach. He's probably pretty ready to go, right? As long as he's in shape, seems like he is. He still has a few more weeks of practice, two more games if you even really want to. Like, Jaden Daniels, I don't think he even needs it. Drake May, new head coach, new offensive coordinator, new communications with those guys, as well as a bunch of new teammates on the field, new playbook. Yeah, I'd give him a few reps. You're not going to burn any of these guys out. No starting quarterback is going to play deep into the first preseason game, so I wouldn't suggest you do that. But I would give him a minimum a series just to go through that and then maybe ramp it up a little bit in the following week.
Yeah, so I would like to see him play. If he doesn't play in the third preseason game, that's fine.
Yeah.
But he should get out there and play a couple of series tonight, a quarter at most, I'd agree with you, and then about a half in the second preseason game. And I personally am not that worried about him getting hurt. It would derail things for the Patriots. I mean, they have nothing behind him, but yeah. When I say I'm not worried about it, I'm not putting him in bubble wrap. I'm not treating him with kid gloves. I want him to go out there and play. I want him to get reps. And, you know, most of these elite quarterbacks, high-end quarterbacks, most of them know how to keep themselves healthy. Brady was the greatest example of that. But there's a lot of quarterbacks now. Josh Allen does not miss games. As we found out last year, even fake started the last one.
He's got a streak
against
going.
The Patriots to keep his streak going. So the high-end quarterbacks don't tend to miss time. Has Mahomes missed a couple of games in his career with like a dislocated knee?
Yeah.
Other than that, he never misses. And May's already missed a couple, but he's got to figure that out. Josh Allen missed early in his career, too. He missed some time early on as a rookie. You can't keep him off the field and hope that by staying off the field, you're going to keep him healthy. He's got to learn that on his own. I think he learns that by reps. I think it's important for the team to, A, start on time early this year. There's a lot of winnable games early. And, B, I want to keep the chemistry going with whatever receivers are out there tonight. I wouldn't bet on Steph Diggs being out there
Probably
tonight.
Probably not, no.
But keep it going, you and Pop Douglas. See if you can get some chemistry going with Travion Henderson, who's going to play. Kyle Williams is going to be out there. Keep it going with Kayshon Booty. I think all that stuff is important, and I think this is where you can do it. You don't need to do it for four quarters. You don't even need to do it beyond the first quarter. But he should be out there starting tonight. If Joe Burrow can do it, and Burrow is a guy who's missed a lot of time, if Joe Burrow can do it, Drake May can play a couple of series. I think that's the right move.
But even as simple as some of the quarterback-center exchanges that we saw at the beginning of camp where the ball was getting on the ground, like they need to obviously clean that up. They sort of have as camp has moved on. They had a good joint practice against Washington. But even Drake May with, you know, Garrett Bradbury, so you have a new center, you have a new left tackle, you have a new left guard, you have a new right tackle, probably. I don't know if Moses plays, but even if it's Bryant, you have a new right tackle. A couple of your receivers are obviously new. If you're working with Henderson in the backfield, new. Like, that's a ton of new guys to the entire operation for Drake May.
So why not? Like, why not go through it, the whole pregame routine that you would normally have, and then, yeah, play a little bit? Because we were there for all of camp. Obviously, the quarterbacks aren't hitting the ground, but, like, nobody's hitting the ground. So, like, this is an opportunity where this isn't two-hand touch tonight. Like, there's going to be actual tackles, which is, for everybody involved, is going to be, feels like kind of a first, right? Like, the first time Drake May gets hit, it'll the first time
be a
he got
first
hit.
For the Pats. I don't know if Washington's been doing any
more aggressive.
Washington
seemed like they didn't even want to do anything with,
it didn't seem
with the
like
Pats.
It. I'm just saying, for the Pats, yeah. It's definitely going to be the first time any of them get basically contacted.
No. So, I mean, and, you know, this was a Bill Belichick thing, too, from years ago. It was just, you know, you can't play scared or like, hey, you let me know when the guy gets hurt, I'll take him out for that play. Right? Like, it's football. Like, guys can get hurt all the time. There's no sense, and that's why guys that are kind of working their way back from injury, like, all right, take the time. The first game that counts isn't until September 7th. So Diggs, Carlton Davis, Morgan Moses, whoever else you want to put on that list, sit down. Like, you guys don't need to play. But everybody else, pretty much the entire rookie class, and at least for a series or two, Drake May, I think, should be out there.
So I heard Wiggy and Curtis and Courtney talking about this today, Shime. Do you think Will Campbell plays the same amount of reps as Drake May? Like, when the first team is out there, are they all out there just with Drake May? Or does Will Campbell and Jarrod Wilson, do they and should they get extra reps?
I think those guys should get extra reps. If you want to tell me Garrett Bradbury is going to just be out there with
some
Drake
of the veterans.
May, fine.
Yeah.
But, like, Jarrod Wilson right now is the starting left guard. I don't know if that's, like, case closed, nobody, like, nothing to see here type of thing.
It seemed like maybe a week ago that was airtight. Now they've started experimenting with a few different things, namely Ben Brown. Is
like Mike Onwenu. Mike Onwenu is another guy. He doesn't need to play when Drake May is out. But the two rookies, yeah, they should. Get a few more reps. Get a few more like live round reps. I don't need Will Campbell playing in the second half tonight, but, I would give him more than Drake May. Yeah.
Right. But if he got, if you assume that Woolridge is going to play like a big chunk of this game.
Maybe not even any Woolridge.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So like if May's going to get a series or two and Dobbs gets a series or two, maybe he gets all the series with those two quarterbacks. And then whenever they're done, he's out of the game. I am curious to see him tonight. I heard Wiggy's keys earlier today. We're going to get keys at 1 o'clock.
Oh man. We got rival keys.
Dueling keys.
Dueling
keys. That's what we got going on. But he had Will Campbell number one.
I bet mine are different.
And I am curious to see
Did he tell us how many Derricks were in the game?
Cause
let's not spoil the keys, Nick.
I didn't tell you the answer. I'm asking if Wiggy asked.
Because, Keith, you know, you had the Binox at Joint Practices the other day.
I was locked in.
But there's a lot going on, right? The Commanders are on this field. Patriots are on that field. Like, I don't know. Again, I'm a simpleton. I like shiny objects. But you put the game on, and I can watch some replays, and I can watch things a little closer. I feel like I'll be able to get a better feel in that setting watching him than I can from 500 yards away trying to squint and see what's going on out on a practice field.
Like, oh, you missed it. It's over here. Oh, you missed it over there. Oh, no, they're running something down here.
I feel like despite us being there for 10 days, you can only take away so much. I feel
My
like
home
tonight,
away from home.
Tonight is a game where you can see it, and I'll be able to kind of get a better feel for it than I was, you know, again, sitting up on a ramp trying to see him two fields away.
All right, as it relates to Will Campbell, does your opinion change at all if Washington like immediately goes to their third string defense?
Yeah, I mean,
because like, is it diminishing returns, or are you just like, I just want
to
see him do it again
to get him out of the game?
Well, like, yeah, so like, if he stonewalls a guy that's not even going to make the team, are you like, great?
I won't care about that. If he's stonewalling Von Miller, then sure, I doubt Von Miller plays.
Like, I don't know how long any of those guys are going to play, which is tough.
But I think he should get a good amount of reps tonight.
Yeah,
and even if it's against third stringers, I won't go nuts if he pancakes some third stringer who's not going to make the team.
Hopefully, he does.
But I still think he gets those reps. I will go nuts if some third string no name beats him for a sack.
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
But in general,
that thing is like a lose-lose almost at that point.
In general, for him, I want him to get the reps either way, though, to answer that question. I don't care what Washington does. I want him to get the reps either way. We'll read it how we read it. Depends on how it plays out. But I want him to get those reps
and, like,
either way.
Of all the rookies, he's the one that is the most assured of his role, at least to start the season. Like, Jarrod Wilson, I think, is your starting left guard. Trayvon Henderson seems like he's going to be in the mix, you know, so I think I want to see him. Kyle Williams is going to be, regardless of the quarterback, that's somebody that's going to be, like, fighting for time. Probably needs to make a couple plays, and not, like, oh, to make the team, but just maybe for his own sake, because he seemed like he started camp towards the top of the pecking order and had a highlight play, like, a week ago, like a 40-yard touchdown from Drake May.
Oh, that was in the scrimmage, yep.
Yep.
But in the scrimmage, he also had a mix-up with Drake May that led to an interception. So that was a mixed bag.
And then
the best play he made was the first day of camp where he had the catch on Gonzalez.
Yeah.
No, then there's another one, actually, when we were at camp where he had one down the right sideline. Remember that one? That was a long play to Kyle Williams.
Yeah, who was that from? Was that from May or was that from
I think it was from May.
It was?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. But then, like, yeah, he's had highs and lows because he's had these long touchdowns. Then he's had drops. And then pretty much invisible versus as much high praise as we had for the joint practices against Washington, we never mentioned Kyle Williams' name once.
Nope.
So let's see if he can bounce back a little bit.
617-779-7937. How much do you want to see Drake May and the other offensive starters specifically in this game tonight? Starters in general, you can weigh in there. That's your phone and text number. You can interact, Jones and Keefe, on Twitter and Instagram. You can also watch and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. You can do the same on YouTube. Watch and chat there. Just subscribe to WEEI. So I think how the Bengals handled last night, Keefe, is very interesting. They've had trash starts. We know it very, very well from the way the Gerard Mayo era started last year.
Yeah,
against the Bengals. So clearly Zach Taylor and Cincinnati are sick and tired of all these slow starts. They've been horrible week one. They've been horrible in September in general. They catch fire late in the year. Last year it was too late to turn things around. I think that's instructive. And I hope we see tonight Vrabel emphasizing those same things. The Bengals are tired of starting slow. They realize September can cost them. People used to tell me the first month of the year doesn't matter.
Well,
it's extended preseason.
Yeah,
it mattered to the Bengals. It kept them out of the playoffs a year ago. And because the Patriots have winnable games to start, and we've gone over the September schedule quite a bit, but because they have winnable games to start, Vegas week one. My guy Genty did not look good last night.
Yeah, what happened?
At Miami, week two. I think their offensive line is bad. Week three and four, home against Pittsburgh and Carolina.
Yeah, come on.
It's preseason, guys. I don't care about the preseason. You know that.
Right, save that clip for Monday.
Four winnable games, and I want them to start on time.
Yeah.
And I don't want them to get out there the first month of the year and go, well, you know, we're still kind of learning the McDaniels. No, this is when you can, in a game situation, learn the offense, go through those scenarios, and be ready to hit the ground running. I think they need to because it starts to pick up after that. The Buffalo game is obviously not going to be an easy one. And then you have some tough opponents down the stretch. So I want them to get off to a good start. I think emphasizing the preseason will do that. And I think watching the Bengals last night is instructive to that. They're sick and tired of starting slow. They actually put a premium on preseason reps, even a couple of drives. And I think that's important.
Well, it's funny because the talk that, you know, we were reading from Greg Bedard where he's like, this is the lightest camp he's ever seen in his life. They're not doing a whole lot. You know, we won't know until a month into the season whether we look back on that and be like, hey, that worked out for him, or hey, maybe they'd like to do things a little bit differently. But now tonight's the first time that we see a Mike Vrabel-coached Patriots team. What's the game plan? Like, what does it look like for the starters? And also what he just said. He's like, everybody who's healthy should play. All right, does he really mean that? Like, is that, and is he a man of his word? Because if he sits a couple veteran guys, like, fine. I still think he's being truthful. But if he sits just like a whole swath of players, you'd be like, all right, that's not what you said was going to happen. And then now you only have two more preseason games to go. You would think most guys wouldn't play much at all in the third one. Especially, right, because then they change when you need to cut your roster all the way down. Because back in the day, you didn't even have a full...
I think basically all the cuts come at once now. It used to be step down, like 10, then 20, then the other 20, something like
Meaning,
that.
Meaning, though, that you can still have like 90 guys in that last preseason game, where years ago, I don't think that was always the case. But, yeah, how much of maybe the light practice, not a lot of hitting and things, was in part knowing that you have these games where there is going to be full tackle and you're kind of allowing that. Like I'm interested to see that part of it. You know, how does he manage the players, who gets significant reps and who doesn't?
Best guess, Steph Diggs tonight?
No.
I don't think so either.
I would say
I'm honestly fine with that. I wanted him in the joint practices. He ultimately participated in about half of the joint practice the other day. I don't need him in this game tonight. Like he's one I understand managing tonight. I'd say the same about Moses and Davis. But everybody who's healthy and you're not managing, they should play, Drake May included.
Yeah, I would say Steph Diggs, Carlton Davis, Morgan Moses don't play. I don't know if I'm missing anybody else. I think everybody
Gonzalez.
Obviously. Oh, well, yeah, obviously Gonzalez. Yeah. Everybody else, though, I bet gets at least a series.
Good. Yeah. That's how they should treat it tonight. So, first look at the Patriots for a lot of you out there. Maybe you weren't able to make it down to training camp. or the joint practice. And even if you did, it's a first game situation tonight in the preseason. What do you want to see? And how much should May play tonight? You can discuss 617-779-7937. We got a top five Friday coming up about a half hour from now. The top five Patriots preseason heroes.
Oof.
We'll count them down.
It's a good list.
Friday four pack, 11:30. Week in review, 12:45. And Keefe's keys to the preseason at 1 o'clock. So stay tuned for it.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We have a Patriots Monday on Monday, Keefe.
All right. Can we announce the guest list, or are we going to save that?
Oh.
Are we going to tease that?
Should we wait till Monday?
I think the people want to know.
You think the people want to know?
Should we play guess the Patriots we're going to be talking to?
Oh, I don't know if we
Should
have
line
that
up the calls?
I don't know if we have that much time.
We can give somebody one of these bagels if they get it right.
I don't know if we have enough time to wait for some of these guesses.
There's currently 90 players on the roster.
Yeah.
Can you name the two? We're going to have two Patriot Monday guests that we're going to talk to every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have two on Friday, but they're going to rotate. So we only have one of those gentlemen joining us on a bi-weekly basis.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a hint, the listeners at large. It is two offensive players, two defensive players.
Nice.
Maybe I said too much.
Yeah. Now, one prominent I'm going to give you another clue.
Okay.
One prominent defensive player, very verbose.
Was he on with us last year?
He was on with us last year, will not be on with us again this year.
Yeah, no. That's
there will be no man-to-man coverage. Excuse me. There will be none of that with Christian Gonzalez.
You know what we're going to need, Nick? I need to hear that open one last time. The man-to-man open. One last time, because I thought maybe we were going to get Gonzo again.
Yeah.
Sad reality is Christian Gonzalez will not join us this year. I think the Twitch chat's going to be the most upset. They always seem to enjoy the conversation.
Yeah.
The real back and forth.
Yeah, it was pretty one-sided.
He was practically like a third co-host. He'd come in here and we would just, everybody
would. Well, the Twitch chat complains about that. Sometimes they want a third co-host in here.
I have seen that.
He kind of served in that role.
He kind of was that guy.
Yeah, he kind of did. That's true.
Oh, it's man-to-man coverage.
All right.
Quick hitters with Christian Gonzalez.
Well, sadly, you can bury that one 6 feet deep. We're not going to be using that anymore. It's going to join the
We should give Ken credit,
feature that opens in the sky.
We should give Ken credit. That was Ken's idea.
Man-to-man-to-man was Ken's idea?
Well, not the name of it, but Ken firing off quick hitter questions to Gonzalez was Ken's idea.
Yeah. And we always get quick hitter answers. No, that's not entirely true. No, but I thought we were going to get another run at it. I thought maybe this is what maybe the breakthrough would happen this year. But sadly, he will not be joining us on the Patriots Monday.
No, he will not be on any Patriots Monday or Friday coverage. Text line is saying Arcan already announced the whole lineup last night. So I guess people.
All right, well, maybe not everybody caught it.
People have an unfair advantage.
With some of these guesses. 100% right.
Yeah,
Hunter Henry for sure on Monday.
Yep,
he has been a staple of the Patriots Monday five straight years, I believe.
Yep,
since his first year with the Pats,
he takes a loss hard. So we're hoping there's a few more wins to mix in this year.
Yeah. So we got him.
Oh, okay, I thought you were about
Monday.
To.
No, I was going to say.
Monday will also be Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker.
That's right.
And then on Friday, we have Mike Onwenu back on the show.
All right, Big Mike.
And Milton Williams.
Welcome to New England.
So that'll be our Patriots Monday and Friday coverage this year on Jones and Keefe. It's rolled out on Monday. So lock in for that.
Wow.
Following the Patriots preseason game tonight against the Washington Commanders, Brady's statue getting unveiled. We expect Drake May, or at least we think Drake May should, play a series or two tonight. I'd expect him to do the same based on Vrabel's comments the other day. But I guess we'll see. When it comes to our expectations this year, Keith, and I do want the Patriots to start quick. The Bengals are sick and tired of starting slow. They started 1-4 last year.
I can't believe Jamar Chase played in the game yesterday.
He looks so good.
He's incredible.
Now, I honestly didn't watch that close. Were the Eagles playing their guys? I have no idea.
No.
They weren't on defense.
On defense? I don't think so. They weren't playing like Jalen Hurts and guys like that.
He wasn't turning around Cooper DeJean on that touchdown. I don't know who it was.
I don't think so.
But anyway, he looked so good in the game last night. Bengals are sick and tired of saying we're just treating week one like it's a preseason game.
Yeah, we're
going to treat the preseason like it's the preseason. And I guess the risk is you get your quarterback hurt like the Colts did last night with Anthony Richardson.
Or did the quarterback get the quarterback hurt?
Well, he probably, if you haven't seen the play, he probably should have felt the pressure coming.
Yeah?
Since his head was facing that way. I feel like that.
When you stare at the pressure, if it looks like pressure and then it is pressure, it might just be
that front side pressure coming right in at you, I feel like he probably should have picked that up.
I know. Yeah, he was coming right at
you. Smoked like that and just dislocate a pinky.
He's a house of a guy.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
He's a brick house.
Yeah.
Hoss of the week?
Maybe.
No, that's already Deebo Samuel. But, yeah, he broke his pinky. He's day-to-day. But Anthony Richardson, I think he must hold a record. His rookie year, until he was out for the season, he left every single game with an injury. It was like four straight weeks where he's like out with an injury, but he kept coming back. And then he was like out for the year.
Then last year, he just took himself out of a game because he was winded.
He's wicked tired.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
He tapped out of a game. He's like, I'm good.
Like, how come you couldn't go in there? You hurt? Not hurt. Just really tired.
Get Joe Flacco in there, would you?
Like, that never happens. And so, yeah, I don't trust that guy as far as I can throw him.
Right, but maybe a receiver. You run a few wind sprints down the field.
Yeah, a couple, like two straight all verticals. Like, yeah, hey, coach, I need one.
I need a blow. You don't typically see a quarterback doing that.
Like, you can rest on defense.
Josh, are you going to pick him to win MVP again?
No, I am not. That was a Shime pick. I tailed Shime on that one.
That was a tough pick.
I blame Shime.
That did not work out.
That was a tough go.
Look, if I can blame anybody else, I will when it comes to my bad bets. But that was not That was not a lucrative bet.
No.
That was one that pretty much by week two, you couldn't even cash it out for like a few pennies.
You're like, I'll take my pennies back, please. They're like, no, we're going to cash your money. We're spending your money because it's not going
to
happen.
That was one of those future bets that immediately cash out option went to 0.00. Yeah, it was there.
But we won't really know for several months.
Like, I would have taken the nickel.
Yeah.
That, about 3 weeks in, I would have taken the 5 cents. I could have utilized that in a bet somewhere.
Sure.
But yeah, no, the cash out option went real low on that real fast. 617-779-7937. What's the best case scenario? You're predicting 10 wins.
Yeah.
I'm leaving the door open to revise up to 10 based on the game tonight, joint practice against Minnesota next week, and the game next week. I'm willing to revise them up a win if they look good. They look great in the joint practice the other day against Washington until a late pick from Drake May. So I know what you're projecting is 10 wins and a playoff appearance. What's a best case scenario for the Pats?
I think that's close. I guess best case would be another win in the regular season than what I'm giving them credit for. I mean, maybe two if you want to get really nuts. I mean, Washington last year, for example, did win 12 games in the regular season and made the conference championship game. And even as it was going, you didn't really think that's where they were going to go, right? Like the way, even going into the playoffs, once they made it, you're like, they're going to beat Detroit and make it to the end. Like, no. So you have to pull up some upsets and things like that. So I would say very best case scenario is probably, 11 wins or so and a playoff win, right? Like, say maybe you get matched up with the right team at the right time and you pull off a wild card round win and then lose in the divisional round. I think that, to me, would be, best case scenario.
Yeah, I think you're about right. I think we're pretty high on the win total. Again, the over-under is 8.5. We're both over it.
Yeah.
They're favored in 11 games. I guess if you want me to say what's their ceiling for a win total, it's that. Win every game you're favored in. I can't even see them squeaking out 12 like they did last year. The AFC's tougher. The schedule's not difficult. But the AFC as a whole is tougher. And I think if there's teams that are likely to come out of nowhere, it'll be that conference versus the NFC, a team that we don't foresee as a better team. So best case scenario, an extra win or two from what we're projecting, 11 wins. But it's more that. Playoff win.
Playoff win.
Win a playoff game. Don't just make the playoffs, but win a playoff game. That's a best case scenario, I think.
Well, it's been 7 years.
For the Patriots. Correct.
They haven't won a playoff game since the Super Bowl
and
against the Rams.
I don't know how realistic that one is. I could see them winning 10 games like Mac Jones did as a rookie and getting just blasted once they get to the playoffs.
Right.
That I could see. But a playoff win to me would be a realistic best case scenario. I mean,
And I'm not predicting that, right? I'm just saying that's the best case scenario because part of the reason why I have them at 10 wins is they play all dirtbag teams and they might get 10 wins possibly against non-playoff teams. Like that's the kind of schedule that they have.
Yeah.
And then they get into the playoffs and you're like, oh, here's one of those teams that maybe you already played but lost to, like a Baltimore or a Buffalo, who are on the schedule late in the year.
Now give me a worst case.
I think it's like six or seven.
That's pretty bad.
Real bad.
Six is...
Six!
For some reason in my head, I feel like that's a big difference. I know it's one
six
win.
Six or seven?
No, but seven feels so much
five
closer.
Five or six!
Seven or eight. Good call.
It's only one win? That feels like a big line to me.
Yeah, it is.
Like a six-win team, a seven-win team feels like you're a little more in the playoff mix. Six wins to me feels like... And I know, again, it's only one win, but that feels a lot different to me. So I would feel seven, you're within striking distance of 500, right? Seven, eight wins, you're right there.
Yeah.
Six feels like you're closer to what you were last year to me. That would be, I mean, six would be embarrassingly low, but I'd say that's probably in play as a worst-case scenario for this team.
So last year, for example, this is sort of a weird anomaly.
I was just looking at this too.
Is this
no
weird?
No 6-win teams?
No, there was one 6-win team and there was one 7-win team
That's
in the entire NFL. And the 6-win team was the 49ers, who obviously had like a million injuries. And the 7-win team was Dallas. So there was a pile of fives, a pile of fours, which the Patriots were one of. And then there were three 3-win teams, which really should have been the Patriots, except for the final week of the season. And I guess the way that would play out in my mind would be maybe Miami and the Jets are better than I thought. Maybe they either sweep you or you only win one out of those four type of thing. Because overall, the schedule is so bad, it'd be really difficult. You have to lay down and die to get below six.
Okay, but the way you do it is you start slow. And this
is why
I emphasize these preseason games and playing well in the joint practices and all this stuff. I mean, I think they can win they could go 4-0 in September.
Yeah, they could.
They could. I don't rule that out. I wouldn't wager on it, but they could. Those first three are very losable games. You know, like, you start 0-3.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me, now you're on the path to a worst-case scenario.
Yeah, no doubt.
And text line is saying, well, best-case scenario is undefeated. Worst-case scenario is winless. No, no, no. I mean, I think realistically for this team, win a playoff game, 11 games, I saw that.
A lot of 7 is nuts. A lot of 7 is nuts, Rob.
7 would be nuts. Yeah. If that's all they won.
7!
Never mind, 6.
It would be nuts.
But that to me is on the path to a worst-case scenario. You don't start on time. You start 0-3. You never dig out of it. You're chasing it the whole year. And you wake up and you're 6-11. And you've really made no progress. If they're 6-11, I know they technically won 2 more games than a year ago. They would have made no progress from a year ago. They'd be in the exact same spot.
No, it's not just the start. I agree with you on the start. But it's also really the first half of the season. I think you need to bank wins in the first half. Because if you don't, I think you're going to be really chasing it. Because the final, and I know it's not 8-8 anymore, but if you look at the final 8 games of the year, you have Tampa Bay on the road. You have at Cincinnati, who we assume at that point of the year is playing a lot better than they were week one.
They'll be rolling.
And then you have Buffalo and at Baltimore, let alone 2 games with the Jets, which maybe could be swing games.
Right, one in New York.
Yeah, one of them is in New York. But, I mean, 4 of your final 8 games, you're going to be underdogs in. And it's some of the best teams in the league. Also, you play Buffalo and Baltimore early enough. So late in the year, but early enough where they're not going to be sitting guys. They're not going to give you a win like they did last
week. Week 15 and 16, they're not sitting guys down.
No.
Like Buffalo did last season. You're going to be getting them trying to wrap up playoff season.
Right. But that's why they need to be like 6-2, 6-3, I think, in order to hit my number of 10 wins.
Yeah.
If they're below that, if they're, you know, 4-5 or 4-6, then, like, I don't think they're getting to where I think they're going to go.
I think when we went through game by game, I'd have to go back and look at it. I think we both kind of had them in that spot.
Yeah, no, like good start. Yeah.
Week 2 loss at Miami, and then, you know.
Kind of rolling, and then you have Buffalo, obviously.
Right, week 2 at Miami, week 5 at Buffalo. All those other games, you know, if they're 6-2, 5-3, they're in good shape to go have a year that exceeds expectations. If they start slow, Vegas, Miami, Pittsburgh, you're 0-3. You're on track to your worst-case scenario, which probably is 6 or 7 wins. So you can jump in, 617-779-7937. Expectations for the Pats this year. We got a Friday 4-pack, 11:30. Week in review, 12:45. And keys to the preseason at 1 o'clock. It's been a while since we've had some keys, so we'll do that later on in the program. But coming up next, it's a Top 5 Friday. We are going to count down our Top 5 Patriots preseason heroes.
Woo!
Next.
Your life isn't one-size-fits-all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works.
The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Top 5 Friday, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We're going to count down our top 5 Patriots preseason heroes. These are, as Keefe said earlier, it's not Julian Edelman flashing in a preseason game. And next thing you know, he's a Patriots Hall of Famer and a Super Bowl MVP. It's not Brady.
No.
It's not even Malcolm Butler was closer to somebody I thought about having on the list.
But Butler maybe would count originally.
He was so good that preseason. If you remember, this was originally when I started putting a lot of stock in the preseason, like as a radio host.
Yeah.
Where I was like, sick thank brag, you. Bro. I'm like, that guy made plays all preseason. And then next thing you know, he makes the biggest play arguably in the history of the Super Bowl.
You could
see that coming if you paid attention in the preseason.
Right, wake up. Watch the game.
But he had too good of a career. I think to be on this list.
It ended oddly.
It didn't end great.
No. It ended oddly.
Here in New England, he did keep going after that.
Yeah, but
wasn't much of a player.
No, not great.
But
he even came back here.
I think he had way too good of a career for this list.
All right.
But I guess we're going to find out as we go. Our top 5 Patriots preseason heroes. Let's ping pong back and forth today.
5-5, 4-4, 3-3, 2-2,
the whole way down. Let's do it that way.
All right.
Number 5.
Thank you, Mike. Why don't you take it away, Keith?
J.J. Taylor.
Oh,
running back J.J. Taylor. Offensive skill guy. Kind of pops a little bit. They'll also get a lot of carries. And you're like, well, that guy looks pretty good. Is it just because of the defense he's going against? Or is it because of, like, what? Like, what is it? He actually did make the team.
For a couple of years,
he had a couple, but, like, never really broke through. Like, there were other guys, you know, like the Jonas Grays of the world that have, like, an unbelievable game. He was, like, on the team, but he'd be, like, inactive a lot. He was one of those. If it was in baseball, you'd say he was like a quadruple A player. Like, he's probably too good to just be like a practice squad guy, but he's not good enough to really do well in the NFL. But in the preseason, he would shine. And I remember being like, oh, that J.J. Taylor's pretty good.
So, J.J. Taylor's a good one.
Yeah.
That was
Meggo's guy, right? She loved J.J. Taylor.
Was she pro J.J. Taylor?
I don't know. You worked on the show with her. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, but not when J.J. Taylor was on.
No,
the
that was J.J. Taylor was a while ago.
Yeah.
Who was the other small running back? That was like 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Why don't you come up with your own list, Nick?
I was asking you guys a question. Sorry.
Look, Jones and Meggo, I don't think it was a quick run there on that. I don't think it was 3 years ago.
J.J. Taylor was with the Patriots the COVID year, the year after that, the year after that.
Yeah. So what small running back are we talking about? I have no idea.
They have a lot of little scat backs.
They do.
Yeah.
J.J. Taylor.
Thinking of Darren Sproles.
J.J. Taylor, not
Danny Woodhead.
Not on my list. Number 5 for me, Keith. I kind of think of him as the original Patriots preseason hero. Bam Childress. Like, those early Patriots dynasty days. He made a couple of squads. I think he was on the team. I was looking this up last night. I actually thought he was earlier on in the dynasty.
Okay.
I think he made the squad in 05, 06. I think he had 5 career receptions. But in the preseason, the guy was a demon. He was out there. He was making catches.
Played two ways.
He would play. Thank you.
He was Travis Hunter.
In the NFL, he actually got some reps on defense. So Bam Childress, to me, this is a shout-out to an OG Patriots preseason hero. He was a preseason demon, making plays, as Keith said, on two different sides of the football. Bam Childress, number 5 for me.
Number 4.
That is a really, really good one.
Thank you.
All right. Number 4 on my list is Zach Sudfeld.
Ooh.
Sudfeld?
He's
Sudfeld.
On the
Feld. Zach Sudfeld.
You Google Zach Sudfeld when you were doing any research here?
What? No.
He's got an interesting look going on these days.
Is he all right?
Like, oh, he didn't get canceled or anything, did he?
He's we can still talk about him?
Yeah, he's, for sure.
Yeah, no, he was very, very good. So, but yeah, he was one where you're like, he's doing a lot in the preseason. Like, he kind of has to make the team. And then didn't he make the team? And then they ended up, like, getting rid of him later on. No, but he made it out of camp.
No, he was on the team.
But then, like, not really, though. Like, he wasn't on the team for very long.
No.
But I remember he was one where it was another one of these guys that each year you sort of you have that debate where you're like, does the preseason matter at all? Because he seems to be pretty good. This was all the way back in, what, 2013? Holy smokes.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that long ago either.
Yeah.
So
one Patriots reporter, according to his Wikipedia page, and I don't know who it is, but this person needs to put their hand up.
I know who.
Do you know who it is?
Well, I know. I don't know who the reporter is. I know what you're going to say. Baby Gronk, right?
Baby Gronk.
I remember that. I remember that he was referred to as Baby
who
Gronk.
Who said that? We'll have to ask somebody.
Current.
We'll have to ask Curran.
Curran's on Tuesday.
Curran will
we're going to name names there, Curran.
He'll know.
So anyway, Sudfeld is on my list, but number four on my list, Ralph Webb.
Oh, good one.
Ralph Webb, running back out of Vanderbilt. Now, admittedly, I remembered him being way better in the preseason. I looked this up.
I thought he would scoot, or he'd just get the ball a lot.
I think there was one game, or I know there's one game. He had two touchdowns and 2 2-point conversions in the same game. Yeah. That must be what I'm thinking of. He only had like 46 yards in a preseason game. If you asked me, he would have run for like 150 in a preseason game. But Ralph Webb is number four on my list. He's a back that I thought would make the squad.
Yeah.
He did not. But one very productive preseason game.
Number three.
Thank you. So number three on my list was Sudfeld, Keefe.
And mine was Bam Childress.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we had some overlap there. So Bam Childress was number three on my list. He were number 13, I believe, right?
That sounds right.
And it was, he played both ways. And you're like, is there a way to get this guy on the team? Yeah, not really. You know, didn't really do as much, but he was definitely a fun player to watch.
Okay, so a little bit of overlap there. I have Sudfeld three. Keefe has Bam Childress three.
Number two.
Michael Bishop.
So
Michael Bishop.
I saw this name on the text line.
Oh, texter said number one, which I got a special place for number one.
Oversight by me. I didn't even think about Michael Bishop. That's just a miss by me.
We're going back a little bit.
Michael Bishop, and that counts. That was since 2000. He overlapped with Brady, right, in 2000?
No.
Did he not? Did he not make it here until 2000?
I want to say this was 99 when he went really crazy.
So maybe
I think it was pre-Bishop. Because everybody was calling for Bishop when Bledsoe was getting hammered and wouldn't leave the pocket. It was like, how about this guy?
Bishop is absolute oversight on my end, but Michael Bishop in the preseason was...
was incredible. I mean,
he was Mahomes.
He was better.
He might have been better than
he
Mahomes.
He was like Mahomes and Vic
put
together.
Yeah.
He was super fun to watch. Yeah, it says here he was on the Pats. He was a seventh round pick in the 99 draft.
K-State.
And then he was inactive for all but one game. Not until 2000 season when he played in his first ever professional game. But he did play in the 99 preseason, I remember.
So he made it to 2000 with Brady. Yeah. That's what I said. He was one of the, right?
This is a quote from Tom Brady. Yeah, they overlapped.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Tom Brady called Bishop, quote, one of the best athletes he has ever seen. How about that?
Compliment or not a compliment?
Yeah.
When you're talking about a quarterback.
I was like, Bledsoe's the toughest and Bishop's the
most
best
athletic.
Athlete.
You're like, yeah, okay. Who's the best quarterback, though? Right, exactly.
But yeah, Bishop number one.
All right,
number two on my list. My number one's different.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
I just blanked on that. He should be on my list. Number two for me, I kind of forgot about this guy till we were kicking this around the other day. I know he's a Nick favorite. Brian Timms.
He'd run the go route.
Brian Timms in a preseason game. 5 for 119 and a touchdown.
Yeah.
He made the team in 2014. He caught actually a big play against the Bengals in a early regular season game that year. Brian Timms kind of out of nowhere had kicked around on a couple of NFL teams. He wasn't an undrafted guy. But he was a great, great preseason player that one year back in 2014. He's number two on my list.
Number
one.
Who's your number one? If it's not Bishop, I didn't even think about Bishop, so now I'm worried that I missed another
one. You're going to know as soon as I tell you.
Okay.
Jeff Demps.
Oh, you love Jeff Demps.
Jeff Demps, I loved. He was on the U.S. Olympic track team.
Right.
What do you mean?
Did he do anything in a preseason
game? He had like a big run. First of all, he was on the team.
Well, yeah.
So that got me excited.
But you just...
I love Jeff Demps.
Was he a preseason hero or was he like a sprinting hero that you just wanted
to
turn into something?
Also, if you get some time, and you might, pull up Jeff Demps' Florida highlights on YouTube, and it's just him taking a toss in the backfield and running 70 yards past Vanderbilt defense.
It was like
nonstop.
It was like Jeff Demps to the right. It was like Chris Rainey to the left. They were
Tebow's doing a little pop pass.
Yeah.
So well, Jeff,
like if you watch Tavon Austin highlights, you think he's the greatest player of all time.
Right. True. That's true.
So no, but I loved Jeff Demps, and he did like
he had like a couple big plays in the he played for them in the preseason, and that was it. But he was an Olympic track and field guy. He was an Olympic sprinter, and I was so excited about the idea. Then they got rid of him. They just like don't, or did they trade him for like LeGarrette Blount or something?
Yes, he was in the LeGarrette Blount trade.
Yeah, yeah. So
me and you were working together when that happened.
I was devastated.
Neither of us liked it.
No. I wanted Debs. Give me Debs.
I was like, what a trash.
Blount had like 18 touchdowns like the next year. No, but Jeff Debs is my favorite. I have one other honorable, a strong honorable mention, but who's your number one?
Okay, well, it might be my number one, Danny Etling, Keith.
Danny Etling.
He of the Twitch chat is actually talking about it right now. He of the 86-yard touchdown run against the Giants, end of the preseason. He ran for 113 yards in that preseason game. I couldn't believe this. I think as of last year, he was still in the NFL. Now, I might have been like
Danny Etling,
might have been like a camp body.
All right, well.
But I think he was still in the NFL as of last year. He's playing for the Packers, the Niners. He's bounced around to a million teams. I think he finally crossed over to like the UFL or something like that. But he was kicking around in camps.
He's on the Michigan Panthers.
Yeah, but who was he on right before that? The Niners? The Packers?
Packers.
Thank you. What year was that? Was it 2024?
22 and 23.
23. Okay, so
his reference page is awesome. It's literally blank.
Okay, but like, how?
He's never gotten into a game.
That guy was still in the league 2 years ago. So I misspoke. It wasn't last year. It was 2 years ago. I can't believe he was still kicking around. You want to talk about an athletic quarterback? An 86-yard touchdown run in a meaningless preseason game.
I was gonna say.
Danny Etling. I should have. I'm kicking myself for not having Bishop on the list.
Yeah, though. Michael Bishop.
Bishop absolutely should have been on the list.
Bishop on the. So the one guy I really strongly considered, I liked a lot, but he did make the team. And then he went to Seattle and he was decent for a couple years, was Jacob Hollister.
Oh, yep.
I love Jacob Hollister.
Jacob Hollister,
Wyoming tight end.
Malik Cunningham were honorable mentions for me.
Yeah, they were both good ones.
Yep.
I thought Zach Sudfeld, even though I liked Hollister the player more, Sudfeld fits the theme of this a little bit better. Yeah. Where you're like, who the hell? And like, what is this guy? And then he sort of disappears. But for a few moments in August football, you know, watching Steve Burton interview Bill Belichick on the sideline. You would have to say Hollister is one of them. So my list, 5 through 1, was J.J. Taylor, Zach Sudfeld, Bam Childress, Michael Bishop, Jeff Demps.
Okay, pretty good list.
Yeah.
Not a lot of defense on either of these lists, Keith, I noticed.
No, those guys I don't think stand out as much,
true.
Right? Like, you need, like, the highlight play and whatever else.
I went Bam Childress, Ralph Webb, Zach Sudfeld, Brian Timms, and Danny Etling, 5-1.
Good one.
On a top five Friday, Patriots preseason heroes. Send them in. They're all over the text line and Twitch chat, 617-779-7937. That's your text number, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. The healthiest of healthy chats going on in there. Continue to send them. Meantime, we'll get to some Red Sox thoughts. They start up a big series out on the West Coast against the Padres. Should we start to worry about the playoff race? Some teams closing the margin on the Red Sox these last couple of days. We'll get to it next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.